Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Is like a mosquito. When it bites you, it takes over you. Clearly, it's taken over Bob. He's been bitten. Once bitten, twice shy. Is that
that's the what they say, right? Okay. Yeah.
You are officially going to look like a French prince whenever we come back here on Friday. We have 2 more days of on-the-air radio content live in Natlands. And you are Mardi Gras. Closely, but almost the F.
I am Mardi Gras out, right? The bug is bit me. It is Mardi Gras season down here, as we've been told. I don't know how many times we've been told it's Mardi Gras season.
Do you know after the Super Bowl they're going to start?
They're going to start the Mardi Gras. Yeah, yes, that's right. Every single car that we've been in has had the same story. You know, after the Super Bowl's done, they're going to have Mardi Gras here, and all the parades are going to start. Some of them have already started,
you know,
right?
Sunday's the Super Bowl, and then Monday they're going to start having like bigger parades.
Bigger parades, yes, yeah. The bigger parades. Like the 120,000 people are coming to this. Okay,
and then Mardi Gras is actually on Fat Tuesday.
It is. That's okay. When it ends. That's the final day. You get to eat a king cake and have a plastic baby or something like that. So, because I got a king cake in the room last night. I'll just say that.
And you got it DoorDashed?
No, I took it from the party the other night. You remember they had that grocery store that all the media was looting in that party?
That was an odd thing.
No, it wasn't. It was watching the media do exactly what they do. Freeload to a different extent, okay?
Well, it was great.
It was unbelievable.
So, to paint the scene, at the media party, they had like different themed places. And one of the places was a grocery store. And we got in there, and it was like pandemonium. And I looked at Bob, and I was like, is this like a looting theme? Like, I feel kind of, like, awkward in here. And he's like, I don't really know what's going on. And some guy came up to us like, hey, here's a bag. Take whatever you want. And I'm like, just got here. I don't really want to carry the bag around the whole time. And then, like, I started looking around. I'm like, there's really, like, nothing here that I want. It was all stuff to take home and bake. So
yeah, right. It was like fish fry, you know, like bags of fish fry.
Or, like, how to make your own, like,
beignets. There was a bag of red beans. Like, that was it.
Yeah, and they had, like, their Louisiana, like, it's called, like, Crystals, like, hot sauce. But I was like, at first, I literally did think people were stealing. Then they were like, no, you can take whatever you want. And everybody started, like, loading up their bag, and then they started to get, like, the realization, like, wait a minute. oh, I have to make all this stuff. Yeah. Never mind. I'm not even at my own house. So I thought that was, like, really awkward that they were wanting us to just, like, load up. So then, sir, you can have my bag. I'm okay.
Yeah, so that they had a baked goods section in the back. And they had, like, some cookies and king cakes and whatnot. So I got the king cake out last night, which, I don't know, it's like a cinnamon roll with icing. It's okay. It's whatever. And it, and on the thing, it says, beware of plastic baby. I'm like, well, beware of plastic baby. I guess when you get the plastic baby and the king cake, you're crowned the king for the next Mardi Gras or something like that. I'm just making that up, I think.
I think you have to provide it for the next year.
Well, I don't know what it is. Maybe it is. I have, like I said, I'm just making things
or
up.
Or you're about to
know.
Have a third.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah, congratulations. But I said, be careful of plastic baby. And there was, of course, a plastic baby on top of this, you know, little king cake. So I had a little bite of that last night. But, yeah, the Mardi Gras thing is happening. But 120,000 people are coming to New Orleans for the Super Bowl in a dome that seats 75,000 people. So there's a lot of people that are coming down, apparently, that don't have tickets. And I saw yesterday ticket prices are really starting to plummet, if you want to use air quotes to define plummet.
What, they've gone from $3,500 to $3,000?
They're right about the $3,000 mark to get in right now. And I think last year, they said the get-in price was like $5,000 or $6,000 to get in, and obviously the stadium is a lot bigger than what we saw in Las Vegas, and people are trying to, you know, kind of, you know, portray that as Chiefs fatigue. I've seen a lot
the
of the headlines.
Is bigger
right?
than Vegas.
10,000 people more than what Las
I
Vegas
didn't
seats.
That.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge building. It's one of the biggest, you know, Super Bowl sites. It's the size of Arrowhead, right?
Yeah.
And so they're going to have 76,000 people in there, but they're trying to portray this as Chiefs fatigue, right? And that's every headline, and people, and you know, my sister sending it to me. I got friends sending it to me from around the country. Like, I guess people are tired of watching the Chiefs. And I'm like, well, see, that's the clickbait nature of the business in which we live. That is a lie. People are not tired of the Chiefs. Judge the television ratings and you will see everybody watching. The only team to have an uptake in their playoff game watching this year, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. So people are not tired of the Chiefs. They're not interested in Philadelphia, maybe. But it got me to this thinking yesterday, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, and I don't know how you guys in Kansas City feel about this as well, because I can tell you right now, I'm tired of talking to Chiefs about the Chiefs to non-Chiefs fans, because it's becoming the same song and dance over and over and over and over again. And quite frankly, sometimes I just want to fight somebody when they come at me with this nonsense about the Chiefs and the referees and the cheating and all this kind of nonsense that we've been living through and dealing with for the last couple of weeks.
Bob the badass.
I'm like, I'm just done. I'm just done. If you're not a Chiefs fan, man, like I don't want to have a conversation with you anymore.
Yeah.
It's a waste of my time.
If you're an Eagles fan, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Well, I'm not going to go that way, but
Kelsey's probably going to retire. You want to sell this in the streets?
Yeah. That's
you want to go to the French Quarter?
Well, I mean, Travis Kelsey's not retiring. Andy Reid's not going anywhere. This team's not going anywhere. They're not cheating. You know,
I didn't
nobody's
hear
no tired
bell.
Of
Come on, man. Square up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Josh Allen right got there the first down. Man. I'll kick your ass.
I'm right there with you, though, man. It's frustrating.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's I don't know. I kind of love it. I guess I'm the opposite. Like, I don't know. Like, when someone's like, yeah, well, Josh Allen got the first down, I'm like, well, he didn't get game one when he had the ball with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. And then it's just to me, the satisfaction is when they hit you back with the, oh, I guess I didn't realize that. Like, there's a lot you're not realizing. Because,
right.
Look, I don't disagree with people that say they're tired of watching the Chiefs. If you're tired of watching the Chiefs, then you need to blame the NFL and how it works, because the NFL knows who their number one sell is.
Right.
They're playing their dominant card every single chance they possibly can get. And the only reason that you're only seeing the Chiefs six times on national television is because those are the rules. And if there weren't rules, the Chiefs would be on probably 9 to 10 national televised games, which technically they kind of are if you count like the 2:35 games, or you count like the 3:30 games, I guess you would call those.
Right.
But again, they're not like considered Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, or Amazon games or whatever they may be. So I get it that there's probably some people that are like, man, it's like every time I turn my TV on, it's like it's the freaking Royals or the Chiefs, man. Like, it's every single time. And it's like, yeah, well, sorry. The number one player in the league is on that team, and the league's owner and officials want him on the TV, because not only that, but his number one teammate's going to bring a possibility of an icon pop star
right.
as well, and we know that brings an attention. That's not a shot at anything the Chiefs do. That's just the way the business model works. When you have something that is attractive and wanted, people will gravitate towards it, whether you, the fan, like it or not, because there's other people that walk this God's green earth that are outside of the realm of you that might like something that maybe you don't. So the 6 to 7 people that have said, I'm tired of the Chiefs, we had a guy yesterday, though, because to give credit where credit's due, there are a lot of Chiefs fans down here.
A ton down here.
We had a guy down yesterday who just started, like, pumping his fist like Arsenio Hall back in the 90s, and he was like, Chiefs, baby. He's like, I'm wearing my Andy Reid Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, there you are. Yeah. Like, they pop up out of nowhere. But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't disagree that people are tired of it. But, again, it's not like anything we did. It's the NFL that's doing it because, look, I'm tired of watching Dallas.
We've been tired of watching Dallas for 40 years. But the problem is Dallas doesn't give us anything.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
And Dallas sucks. And they're not a good team. And they've got a charlatan owner. And
but they sell.
Big top. And they sell.
And they sell.
And they sell.
It has nothing to do with them winning or losing. They sell. And they will always sell because if you look at the numbers this year, we saw the third highest viewed game, or maybe the second was Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And it was what, Dallas versus Chicago?
Giants.
Yeah, like nobody cared about that game. It was Daniel Jones versus Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but I don't know if you heard what Peyton Hendershot, the Chiefs backup, tight end, four-string tight end,
said
yesterday.
I did not know that man talked like that either.
He was comparing the two places because he played in Dallas, and he goes, Kansas City's all about football and winning football games. Dallas is all about the show. And that's what we've been saying. I mean, you don't have to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys and somebody who lives in Dallas to understand that's pretty much a fraudulent franchise. That is a front for Jerry Jones to make money. It's not a football team designed to go out there and win football games. The proof is in the pudding. Dallas has been an irrelevant mess for 30-plus years, but yet they've got the show. They've got the showman in Jerry Jones. He's like the Mardi Gras guy. He's leading the parade out there and making people believe
now
that
my
good
dinger
things
looks
are
like
happening.
A wet biscuit.
Yeah, like, I mean, so you got that guy out there who only cares about being in the limelight and being a star. And the NFL continues to oblige, and people continue to watch Dallas. So, like, if you're tired of something in the NFL, it should be Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys lying to the American public that they're actually a football team. Because the Dallas Cowboys are not operating like a football team. And that's, you know, kind of a loose way of what Peyton Hendershot said yesterday. He goes, I just come here and it's all about football. It's all about winning. It's all about football. It's all about winning. And Dallas was all about the show, signing autographs, and taking pictures. And so you understand another reason why the Kansas City Chiefs continue to be on top, because their occupation is football and they focus on football, where Dallas focuses on anything but football. So if you got a problem, you know, with the Chiefs or whatever, you can deal with the Chiefs, as Mitch said, but the NFL continues to put them on and will until people stop paying attention and stop watching.
Or you can deal.
You can deal. Vesco. Let's go. I bet you. I get Mitch out here. Mitch and I go out here clean house.
You were talking to this microphone? You want my backup mic?
That's right.
Test. 1, 2. Man, I love it, though, because it's so weird because, you know, we saw this coming. We talked about this, and we are live broadcasting from Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. But we said this, like, the talking always kind of, like, kicks up around yesterday and today. And then by the time it really gets juicy, you get to Saturday, and the game's here by Sunday. So this is no surprise that people are going to start, you know, spouting off that they don't want to see this, they don't care about this. I had a guy yesterday that says he's a neutral football fan. I never really understood what that meant, neutral football fan from New Orleans.
I mean, if I'm not a fan of a team, most NFL games are pretty boring.
I guess,
so how do you be a neutral football fan?
So I guess the way that I would explain this in my regards is I would say that I am a neutral NBA fan. But
okay.
I find it very interesting, and I find it entertaining, but I don't really necessarily have a team that I gravitate towards. So what I do is I kind of use the outside air to figure out where I lean towards certain, like, you know, matchups in the playoffs. Like last year, I was like, let's see if Luka can get his team to the finals. This is one of the storylines. Can Luka do it when it matters?
Sure.
And he did. And then in football, he's like, yeah, he's like, I've lived here my whole life. I'm not really a football. Like, I don't have the Saints per se. And he's like, but man, he's like, a lot of people don't like you guys. I was like, yeah, dude.
That's true. Well,
I was like, for sure. Yeah. He goes, it kind of makes you want to root for the bad guy. I'm like,
yeah.
And we're not even bad.
And we're not
even doing
bad.
He's like, he goes, yeah. He's like, I had some people in here the other day. He goes, oh man, they were sick of you guys. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, I think it's just because you guys keep winning. I was like, exactly. What it is.
Yeah, so nobody gets sick of a loser because you don't pay any attention to the loser. You hate us because you ain't us,
well,
and that's ultimately where we are, you know, with this entire Super Bowl week. So, yeah, the non-Chiefs fans, man, it's like, all right, enough. Stop talking about the AFC Championship game. Stop telling me about the refs. Stop telling me about all this. Look at the big picture and realize why the Kansas City Chiefs are here. They just know how to get it done when other teams don't. And Peyton Hendershot, thank you yesterday for being open open, honest, and real when you were comparing the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs, because I think it sends a message to the rest of the NFL why the Chiefs are always on top, why they dominate, and why they do what they do, because it's all about football and nothing else inside those walls for the football side of things.
Football and winning.
That's it.
And you can hear that football game on 96.5 The Fan, because big game coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Community American Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. Coming up on the other side, a former NFL coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Mike Smith. He'll sit down with us and talk a little, chop a little shop of what the NFL and the Super Bowl means for Kansas City versus Philadelphia here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Legas, Bob Fesco with you, and we are live on Radio Row for two more days, three more sleeps until your team takes on the team from Philly in the Super Bowl. And live on Radio Row in New Orleans is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Yes, they do. Was there yesterday in their New Orleans store. Not a lot of Chiefs gear.
Yeah, not a lot of Chiefs gear.
But a lot of big game gear.
Yeah.
A lot of huge game stuff.
Oh.
A lot of massive football game stuff.
Good.
A lot of gigantic gridiron stuff. Can't say the phrase. You ever understood that? Yes. Hey, real quick, before we get into Mike Smith, I did see the internet and haters talk kind of really start to build up about, like, you know, people make those strong opinions that you don't really like hearing unless you want to get fired up for a game.
Sure.
Nathan, let's get the city of Kansas City a little bit more awake here at 6:20 in the morning.
But I just don't think, as good as Mahomes is, that him alone is going to raise the Chiefs to win this football game, because when you look at every other position on these teams, I'm taking the Eagles. And look, Mahomes plays offense. He doesn't play defense. And I don't see that defense stopping the Eagles, and I just don't think, as good as Mahomes is, there's a reason why they haven't scored more than 30 points until one time, and it was last week. There's a reason why they sit in the middle of almost every category this season offensively. They're just not a dominant offense outside of Patrick Mahomes, and I know that's the most important position in sports. I'm still giving the nod to the Philadelphia Eagles. Mahomes is great. You can give me a million stats. He's great. The Eagles will outscore them.
I don't understand what people consume.
He doesn't play defense.
Who was that, by the way? Do we know who that was by chance?
It's a gentleman by the name of Bill Calarulo from 97.5 The Fan in Philadelphia.
Who? I never heard of that gentleman before in my entire life. And clearly that gentleman, Bill Fumble-Rooski, has never watched a game that involves Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And that almost sounded like being a parent. Sometimes you tell your kids some things to get them to believe to do something, right? You want to convince them to get on that bike and ride that bike and they're going to be fine. And you damn well know they're going to fall off that bike and they're going to get their knee cut or their elbow cut. There's going to be
blood.
They're
going
to cry. And it's going to be
a mess, right?
They're going to give
up biking for a day.
Yeah, they're going to quit.
Sell it.
I'm doing this. I'm out. I don't want to be any part of this. But you convince your kids and you lie, so to speak, to your children that it's going to be just fine. You're going to be great. I'm going to hold the back of the seat and you're going to ride and it's not going to be a big deal and everybody's going to be okay. That's what that sounded like from Bill Fumble-Rooski over there in Philadelphia, because it sounded like he was trying to convince his fan base, or maybe convince the Philadelphia Eagles, that what we've been seeing in Patrick Mahomes just isn't as good as everybody wants
Pat
it to
Mahomes.
Be. Because he knows with Pat Mahomes under center and at quarterback, they're going to win just about every football game that they're in. And again, it sounded like that gentleman just is a dye-in-the-wool stats guy and is looking at numbers and not understanding the involvement of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he also just backtracked everything he said.
Well, I mean,
he's like, look, they don't beat anybody by 30 except for when they did last week in the biggest game of the year.
In the biggest game of the year, they scored 32
points. They
don't
blow teams out. They don't have a dynamic offense. They're the middle of the pack of every offensive stack. They're the number one team on defense when it comes to points per game.
That's right.
They're top five when it comes to giving up rushing yards per game, or top 10. They are Patrick Mahomes, since week 11, has thrown zero interceptions.
Correct. They had that one turnover in the Buffalo game, right?
Yeah.
That didn't amount to anything.
Let's not talk about that. And then, let alone, how dare you forget that Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense.
That's right. How dare you
forget that.
At
the very end, Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's great. There's 1,000 statistics to tell you why. But you chose two to tell us why he's not.
Well, because there's only two that tells you why he's not
great. You're contradicting yourself. So I think, Nathan, we do have one more hatred video. Let's spew that a little bit more and wake up the city of Kansas City a little bit more with the Philadelphia love.
I don't care what happened in the last Super Bowl between these two. A lot of people will say, oh, well, watch the last time they played. It was 38-35. Doesn't matter. Teams are different. Defenses are different. Coordinators are different in Philly. Really, the strongest point in this game is going to come down to how the Chiefs stop the run. But if the Eagles take the opening kick and put together a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive on the back of Saquon Barkley, and the Chiefs come out and go three and out, punt the ball away, you know, this thing could get sideways. That's the other thing I keep hearing. Well, the Chiefs aren't going to get blown out. Why not? Why can't the Chiefs get blown out? For every time somebody brings up, you know, the Chiefs in the Eagles game, 38-35, why can't I just counter with Tampa Bay, Kansas City? 31-9. You know, what happens if Joe Tooney goes out of this game? How are the Chiefs going to block that defensive front with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis? There's a lot of Kansas City can't lose. Kansas City can't get blown out. Why not? Why is that the case? The Eagles can get blown out. Oh, okay. But the Chiefs can't.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Who is that, Nathan?
A gentleman by the name of Sammy P on the BetMGM network.
Okay. Sammy P, baby.
Way to go, Sammy.
Here's
why the Chiefs can't get blown out, and here's why it won't happen, because Andy Reid knows how to scheme. Like the things we've talked about most this week are stopping Saquon Barkley, which they will, and now Jalen Carter's obviously the other big name that we talk about. Andy Reid knows how to scheme an offense away from the best player on the defensive side of the football. We have seen that all year long. We have seen Andy Reid scheme around his left tackle for most of the games this season. And if Andy Reid can scheme against his own players, don't you think he's got something up his sleeve? Like, people think that Andy Reid just wakes up and goes, okay, let's go out there and let's have a game and let's call some plays and let's have fun and see what happens. There has been 2 weeks of preparing for this team with Andy Reid. And I'm sure Andy Reid has got a lot of stuff up his sleeve to not make Jalen Carter a factor in this game. And when you tell me that nobody can block Jalen Carter, you're being very disrespectful, in my opinion, to Trey Smith, because that's going to be the matchup that everybody wants to see. And everybody will tell you Trey Smith will be the highest paid guard on the market this offseason. And if you think he's going to be the highest paid guard on the market this offseason, then you think he's going to dominate in the Super Bowl, because that's where you make your money. If Jalen Carter goes out there and he's put into a sleep hold by Trey Smith, Trey Smith's going to cash in even bigger when he hits that free agent market. So stop saying Jalen Carter's going to wreck this game when we have basically an all-pro playing guard going against him in Trey Smith. This offense is going to be just fine. Andy Reid is going to have plays that you've never seen before. They're going to do things in this game that have been totally unheard of, and the Chiefs are going to go out there and show you why they are still the kings of the football world.
Yeah, it's just I don't mind if you have a take about why you think Philadelphia will win. I mean, I could give you a couple of different takes of where I could see Philadelphia winning this game.
But it's not like they're saying Philly's going to win. But it's all about what the Chiefs can't do.
That, and it's also, it's crazy that his reasoning is like, let's say Joe Tooney goes out. Let's say that, I don't know.
Saquon Barkley goes out.
Let's say that Jalen Carter gets hurt and goes out of the game. Same thing. Like, I can't play the scenario of, the Chiefs get blown out, their left tackle goes out, and, you know, their wide receiver, rookie Xavier Worthy, doesn't play. Like, it was stuff like that in that last audio clip, and we'll get to Mike Smith here in just a little bit, former Falcons coach in the NFL as well. But before we get into that, like, it's to wrap this whole hatred spewed stuff, look, here's where I take it. I don't mind if you have a take, as long as there is some sort of educated background to it. You could be a guy off the street, come up to me and be like, I'm tired of the Chiefs. I'd be like, why are you tired of the Chiefs? Because I'm a Broncos fan and we're getting our ass kicked every year and it gets tiresome getting beat up that much. Perfect, fine, dude. Yeah. Totally understand that. I want Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl. Why do you want Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl? Because I think if Jalen Hurts wins this game, he could be surpassing Russell Wilson's legacy, because they're basically on the same path. And if he wins one, he would have gone to two. Russell went to two. Russell won one. He won one. Okay, that's a solid take. You want to see more quarterbacks be, you know, I guess, talked about in the same world. That's fine. But to have a take where it's like, why can't the Chiefs get blown out? Let's say Joe Tooney gets hurt. Let's say that Chris Jones goes out. Well, then, I think things are probably going to go bad.
Right.
And when you bring up the Tampa Bay game, make sure you also bring up that four of the five starting offensive linemen were hurt for that game.
Right.
So let's.
And the quarterback was hurt in that game as well. Yeah. You know, the quarterback had a bum toe in that game
as
well.
It was also during COVID in Tampa Bay. So, yes, I'm giving you excuses, but at least I'm backing why I'm arguing against your point.
Who were we talking to yesterday? I think it was probably Jay Glazer. We'll hear from earlier in the show. He goes, Patrick Mahomes hasn't even missed a game with a high ankle sprain over the course of his career when most other quarterbacks are sitting out 4 to 5 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Like, it's just different. And I hate to continue to go back to it's just different, but it is. And that's why everybody's such a wound ball of hate right now for this team, because it's different and they just can't figure us out.
We go over to Radio Row interview session. This is Mike Smith that we're talking to now. And, Mike, who's going to win on Sunday is the question we're asking you currently.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, interview's over.
Yeah, very good. Well done. Thank you for stopping by, Mike.
No, why?
No, I'm. No, I think we're going to see history on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, I absolutely do. Three in a row. They have shown that they can weather storms and win the close games. And you can never discount Andy when he's got a couple of weeks to put together a game plan.
You know, you coached obviously in this league, right? And you know how hard it is to win a regular season game in this league, right? Probably not the easiest thing in the world to do. This cat's going for three straight Super Bowls. How hard is it to do what Andy Reid is to do? And I mean by sustaining this success for generations.
Yeah. Well, he's a generational coach. There's no doubt about that. And what he's done is never – what he's fixing to do has never been done before. And it's just an amazing feat the way that he has been able to sustain his organization. And from top to bottom, right now, it's got to be the number one organization in the entire league.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
It's interesting, and I don't want you to think this is a shot at you, because you're the winningest coach in Falcons history. You've got a lot of good marks on your resume. You and Andy Reid have the same amount of Coach of the Year awards won. Andy Reid's still going, right? Been done coaching for almost 20 years, or more than 10 years now. What does that say about Andy Reid still doing all of this and just going unawarded?
Well, Andy's going to be a Hall of Fame football coach. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. First ballot.
Right.
And the way that he coaches his team, I admire. I admire from afar, because this is a guy that will put a game plan together, mm-hmm. and he might have something from 17 years ago that he remembers. It just amazes me how he puts a game plan together. Things that he has done this year. 11 personnel is a prominent position grouping that the offenses play. Kansas City has the least amount of snaps out of 11 personnel in all of the NFL. So you're preparing for Kansas City, you've got to go deep, deep, deep and back, because he gives you so many things. You know, he's going to line up in heavy personnel. He's going to line up in 21 personnel, and he's going to line up in 22. And then he's going to spread, you know, some empty sets, and those are the things that make it hard. And Andy has a knack from pulling things that back way back in his coaching history, the trick plays, the gadget plays, and you can't prepare for him as a coach. And he just has that knack of being a great play caller and a great game planner that says, I remember this play can had success, and They're gonna run this defense in this situation, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be a home run.
Well, and I think you mentioned that Andy and doing all of those things, and he has the perfect conductor, I guess you could say, and Patrick Mahomes to execute what he's trying to do out there. Mike Smith, you coached a lot of defense in the NFL. That's your forte. What would you do going into a game against Patrick Mahomes?
Well, you pick your poison. I think the big thing is you don't want to give up big plays, because You want it to be a slow death more than a fast death. You want it to be that you're there at the end. And even though the statistics say this year, if it's a close game and they've got the ball there at the end of the game, they're going to win. That's what the statistics say. But you got a better chance. I don't think you want to go in there and try to coach play for play against Andy Reid. I think that's going to be a tough ask.
Totally agree. Saquon Barkley on the other side. This is the other question. How do you stop Saquon Barkley?
Well, Saquon is he's a special player, but in the game now this year, the running game has shown up again, and the reason it's shown up again is because everybody's playing with 6, 7, or 8 defensive backs in the on the field. And if you've got 8 defensive backs on the field or 7 defensive backs on the field, you're going to make those guys try to tackle and maybe have to tackle in the box. So that I think is the big thing that he's been able to do is he's been able to run, and it's been a favorable box, and that's why we've had 2,000 yard rushers. I know we're playing a 17th game, but I believe this is the how many 1,000 yard rushers we've had. I think it's like 17 maybe this year, or I don't know the exact number, but it has shown up the run game, but it's showing up because of the way teams have to defend the pass game.
Yeah, and from that standpoint, again, you're a defensive guy. Like, what Spags is doing, too, is just incredible. Like, I know he gets his credit and he gets his flowers, but no matter how many he gets, I don't know that he gets enough. Like, why is he so good as a defensive coordinator?
Well, Steve has done a great job. He's been with Andy. He's done a great job as a defensive coach, and he has that knack that you have to have in this league is to – when you call the right play to defend the offense. And he has a knack, and he does a great job disguising. He does a great job showing one thing and doing something else, and he gets free runners all the time. Mm-hmm. And, they've got some great players up front, but a lot of those sacks are on Spags because he made the he made the call.
Yep.
And they're free. He knows if they're in a certain set, they're going to have a free runner, and they get some free runners.
Talking with Mike Smith, the Atlanta Falcons head coach from 2008 to 2014. You were right. 16 thousand yard rushers. One guy had 990. So I'm going to give you the bonus point and curve the test.
Okay, I'm glad you checked. Okay. Fact checked me. I'm good because I got some gray hairs and I don't remember things like I used to. But
man, you're in the club.
Did you think that there was that many?
I thought there was like maybe 10 to 12.
Yeah,
because they don't run the ball anymore in the NFL.
They don't run the ball, but yes, now they do because they got a light box.
Right.
And that's not taken away from what Saquon's done this year.
Right.
He is by far had him. If there were a couple of quarterbacks that didn't have the years they'd have, he would be MVP.
But I bet if you asked him, would you rather be approaching a cornerback, safety, or a linebacker, we know the answer.
Absolutely. Those guys don't want to tackle.
They don't want to tackle. No. Deion said that years ago, right?
Nobody
said
wants to tackle. Right.
So if Patrick ends up winning on Sunday, which you predicted at the beginning of the interview that he will, I keep telling everybody, he will be the greatest of all time. He will have done something that nobody else has done. I'm known as a hyperbolic human being. I don't believe that to be hyperbolic.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
But the next question you got to ask is how much more?
Yeah.
I mean, what he has accomplished thus far in his career, it's just been amazing to watch him. And he's in the perfect system, in a perfect setup. And you've got to give credit to the whole organization from ownership on down. They've done a fantastic job, with player acquisitions. There's nothing that you can talk about the Chiefs that isn't first class. And I think the two best teams in the league this year are playing in the Super Bowl. Give Philly their due. They've done a fantastic job in terms of their player acquisition. Vic Fangio, it's going to be great to watch Vic and Spags really go at it because I think that's going to really be the difference.
Yeah.
The game's moving along. You're moving along with the game as well. So tell us a little bit about X-Tech shoulder pads that you're starting up here.
Yeah, so I've been involved with X-Tech shoulder pads for 11 years. Yeah. It's the number one pad worn in the NFL. It's got some really unique concepts, and when they were putting it together, it's much lighter than any other pad. You have more flexibility, and that's what players want. They want minimalistic. They want the minimal.
Yep.
They don't want the pads. They want to have free reign, and that's why these guys, you see these receivers making these unbelievable catches, is because they have the the ability to do that and move freely, but they also want the protection. And the foam that's in the X-Tec pads is the best foam out there, and it's been tested over and over. And, you know, the NFL tests shoulder or helmets. I wish they test shoulder pads as well, but it's the number one pad. But what we really want to be is we want to be the number one pad in youth and high school football.
Hell yeah.
We're protecting our, you know, we're protecting the guys that do it for a living, but let's protect the next generation of players that are coming up, so mom and dad will feel comfortable about putting, letting their kid, their son, go out and play tackle football at an early age so that they can develop.
And you can find that on Instagram at X-Tec Pads on Instagram as well. Mike, we appreciate the time. Continue to do with everything you're doing. Success for you moving forward with everything you got.
Enjoyed it, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy your week.
We will.
Do our best. Yep. My first time covering a Super Bowl and first time in New Orleans, so wish me
oh,
luck.
Oh, gosh. You're going to see some things.
That's right.
You'll see a great game, but you're going to see some things.
That's right. I'm still trying to figure out what those things are.
Well, you'll see some things. It's early in the week yet. Yeah, wait.
I love that Mike Smith's even telling me that. Like, you're going to see some things, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see some things in New Orleans you don't see anywhere else. I mean, like the Uber driver we had this morning.
Yeah.
What was she telling us in the car?
The French Quarter is the number one. Oh, that like the number one currency for everyone here is the service industry.
Yeah, but she was also saying like they don't shut down the ladies of the night and a lot of other things because they don't want people to stop coming to New Orleans.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Coming down to New Orleans to partake in, you know, some of the, you know, that goes on down here. And they're like, no, we're not going to end any of that because that's why we want people down here. So, yes, you will absolutely see some things you've never seen. And especially once we get closer and closer to the weekend, more and more people start to come down. Bourbon Street continues to get more and more crowded.
You need somebody to read you a bedtime story?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, not Amsterdam levels, but I mean, it's pretty damn close.
You don't need NyQuil here.
No, you definitely don't. Have a couple of Hurricanes. Have a couple of Hurricanes and Mindy over there. Yeah, that'll cure you. That'll definitely cure you.
We saw a little bit of that in the daylight the other day. We went down to Bourbon Street and ate. I mean, they were letting it all hang out.
And that was at like noon.
And that wasn't after
on a
midnight.
Tuesday. No, it's only going to get better and better and better as we get closer and closer and closer to the weekend.
Yeah, that's great. That was noon on a Tuesday.
It was noon on a Tuesday, right? Yeah. When do you see 5 o'clock on a Friday or 6 o'clock on a Saturday?
Boy, that Chiefs game was wild. Yeah, that was a noon game.
Yep, that was
a nooner. Back for a Sunday night PM game at 7:25.
That's right. Yeah, you'll see what Bourbon Street is really, really like coming up in a couple of hours probably here.
Yeah, well, we got we're going to go grub again today down there, and then we're going to go down there Friday and eat dinner, and then hopefully run into John Gruden, man. Let me tell you, you're going to see some things. You're going to see an XY banana, and it's not going to mean a play. For downtown Bourbon Street. So, no, it's been fun, man. New Orleans is definitely awesome. There's definitely some stuff. But, look, there's something that you have to watch out for, and that is people who try to hop on the bandwagon late. There's somebody that used to play for the Yankees who's starting to do that. That's one of your favorite athletes of all time, Bob Fesco. That is me being facetious. But don't forget, you can watch and you can see what Bob Fesco looks like today with his Mardi Gras mask on. And you can watch this show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch, presented by our partners and Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, somebody starts to talk about the Chiefs because, well, he's got nothing else to talk about. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. You need that. Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with us as well. Quiet early on here at Radio Row. Just how I like it. Just kidding. I love the chaos. It's fun. But again, we are broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please drink responsibly. Be responsible when you drink and drink it responsibly. Fesco, your guy, Alex Rodriguez, says that he gets all the credit for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's kind of where we are at this stage of life right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's going to try to get their tentacles in and say they kind of saw this
testicles?
Patrick Mahomes things coming. And,
nice.
You know, up there on the list of narcissistic athletes and human beings, Alex Rodriguez probably makes that Mount Rushmore of narcissists, right? He's up there. It's always about A-Rod. Him, Aaron Rodgers, kind of 1-2, you know, in that category. I'd throw Jerry Jones probably on that Mount Rushmore of narcissists as well. And so this comes from NJ.com, who's, you know, going through Alex Rodriguez's, you know, I guess you could say Instagram account on Monday afternoon. And Alex Rodriguez posts this: I'm so glad Patrick Mahomes didn't listen to me.
He said, "In all seriousness, this story still gives me goosebumps. From watching Pat as a little kid at batting practice to seeing him go for the three-peat on Sunday, it's been incredible to watch his journey and see him grow into one of the best athletes of this generation. Good luck out there this weekend, Pat." Mahomes responded with two flex bicep muscles. And then he puts up a conversation that Patrick Mahomes and Alex Rodriguez had on a video years ago. And Patrick Mahomes talks about playing, you know, with his dad and being around his dad when he was with the Rangers, and he would hit with A-Rod and take batting lessons from Alex Rodriguez.
See, I knew that story.
Right, which is fine. You're a child, right? And Alex Rodriguez says he was always interested. How do you hit a ball like that to right center field? So a lot of my lessons for him was driving the ball to right center field.
I thought you'd say take steroids.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Patrick was there every day with a great attitude, and I remember – there's about three or four games where I hit about six or seven home runs. I was on fire. And on that Friday, I came back to working even harder. And I remember Patrick saying, "Alex, why are you working so hard today if you hit all these home runs?" And I said, "You're only as good as what you do after greatness." Mahomes: "It was my first love, but I started playing football. I quickly figured out that I didn't know what love was because I love football more than I ever love baseball." Alex Rodriguez: "I remember saying, 'Patrick, there's no future in football. You're a baseball player.' Man, I'm glad he didn't listen to me." I mean, that it right there, Alex Rodriguez, on the eve, basically, of when Patrick Mahomes is going for his three-peat, is trying to relay a story that he had with Patrick Mahomes, who was probably under 10 years old at the time when his dad was playing for the Texas Rangers, trying to say he was the one who convinced Patrick Mahomes to go to football by saying he wasn't going to have a career in it, and he's glad Patrick Mahomes didn't listen to him. Like, you don't have to insert yourself into that story, A-Rod, and try to make it about you and act like you are the reason why Patrick Mahomes is now one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL.
So that, I don't know, that article kind of gives me like club sandwich vibes. Like, there's some stuff in there that I like. There's other stuff I can go without.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the whole, like, "I'm glad he didn't listen to me." Like, you could have spun it differently. Like, "I'm glad he chose his instincts," or whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad he's playing football now instead of baseball.
I love the part where he's like, "Mr. Rodriguez, you hit six home runs yesterday. Why are you hitting batting practice? You're only as good as you were, like, yesterday. You got to move forward and move on," or whatever the quote was. So I kind of like that. And, again, that's why I think a lot of people are like, why is Patrick Mahomes so good so early when it was a couple years ago? And those were the stories that they went back and said. It's like, he's been in the locker rooms. He's seen superstars. Like, he saw prime Derek Jeter at the age of 9. So, I mean, like, imagine, like, you being a kid going and seeing your favorite, like, Yankee if you were, like, 9 years old. All of a sudden, John Mattingly's in the same locker room as you, and you're, like, not even hit puberty.
Right.
By the time you hit puberty, you're like, "Yeah, I've seen it."
Yeah,
like,
I've been there, done that. You know, I agree with that. Yeah, no, I love, and I think that is a big reason why.
But we know this sort of stuff already.
Right, we do. But that's
this is year 8, A-Rod.
Yeah, right. Well, you know. It's like A-Rod just woke up and goes, "I think that one of my teammates had a son that reminds me of this guy." And then A-Rod started doing like baseball reference and realized that kid was Patrick Mahomes. No, but I do believe, and I've said this for years, a big reason why Patrick Mahomes, as successful as Patrick Mahomes is because of his upbringing, because of his dad, because of his godfather, because of being around professional athletes. Like, you remember the first time you went into a locker room, right? Do you remember the first time you went into a locker room?
Never forget it.
Right.
Okay. Saw Alan Bailey butt-ass naked.
Okay, so you remember going in there and you're kind of like, "Whoa, I'm in an NFL locker room." It's kind of overwhelming, right?
I thought it was like Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
The scene where they go down there, it's like, you're like, this is their fraternity house.
Right. It is,
But it's also like, okay, that's Travis, that's Alex Smith, that's, you know, these guys. And I was just like, this is a very dominating process.
Right, right. And imagine being a kid and having the opportunity to see all that when you're a child. So then when you get there as an adult, it's not that big a deal. You've done it 1,000 times. You've been there. It's not new. Most of the guys, I would say, I don't know, well over 95% probably of professional athletes are entering a pro locker room for the first time when they're on one of those teams. And so I'm sure there is that whoa expectation or that whoa reaction because everybody has it. You've never been there. You've never done that. It's new. Patrick Mahomes walks into a locker room and goes, "Man, I saw Derek Jeter. I saw Alex Rodriguez. I was around all these guys." It's not new. Yeah. He doesn't have to learn how to be a professional athlete. He already knows because he learned from some of the
best.
I
guess you could say it's kind of relevant to this weekend. Like, Mac and I have never done this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The first day we walked into the doors, like, whoa. And you're on the backside of it like, it's going to be a blank show. Just wait. You'll see.
Right.
And then by the time Friday gets here and you're like, you know, yeah, you get there, you do this. These guys show up. These people do this here. These people do that there. And, you know, it is what it is. So I don't know. It's a lot of fun. We'll get into some more conversations regarding other people jumping on the bandwagon and stuff like that as well. We have plenty of more people to talk to here live on Radio Row. And, of course, you can hear the big game on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamericacredit.com. Coming up on the other side, Chiefs legend Will Shields will sit down with us. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.